What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Da-da. What was that?
I don't know.
What was that?
I had some banana in my throat.
Did you?
Yes.
So it's like you had a Saturday night.
It's a little early for banana time, no?
You okay? Is your blood sugar down? What's going on?
It might be a little bit.
It's a Wednesday morning. You're hanging out of the breaker. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
57 degrees right now. Going to get up diddling 80.
Ooh, that's some warm diddling.
Yep, at some point in the afternoon. Looks like it's going to be sunny all day, though. A little bit of rain tomorrow, and then a beautiful Friday, high of 75. So,
nice.
We got that going for you. You're far too early. Bills game day forecast.
Looking good.
High of 64, partly cloudy. But they got that rain on Saturday, so I hope that doesn't like hold off and then end up coming on Sunday. As least it's supposed to. I don't know, man.
If it's a night game, it'd be fine.
What? Yeah. Well, yeah, dark
if the rain comes.
That sounds like fun.
Even if it rains, it'd be in the morning.
Dude, I'll get some dark rain out here.
You get a little
He's
dark
in you right
Sunday
now.
Morning rain.
Okay. Well, I don't mind the rain. I'm fine with a little fall rainstorm, even though it's still kind of summer. You know, we talk about how your name means way more than people understand.
What do you mean?
Well, the name that was given to you at birth says a lot about you, even though you have no control over what you were named.
It's just forced on you.
Yeah, you got it. A couple weeks ago, Kimmy, we talked about names that are illegal to name your kids in New York State and across America. Like, for example, you are not allowed to name your child Jesus Christ.
Okay.
And I'm not saying you should, but it is weird in the land of the free that you can't name your kid Jesus Christ. You also can't name your kid Santa Claus.
Okay.
That's a weird one.
Yeah. But... And like another one was like Your Majesty, or there was a couple of very strange
ones. Mm. Yeah.
I say all this because there is a new person who has taken over a prominent job. And I would argue the only job this man would be able to have where his name fits perfectly is this job.
So he was born into the position.
I think so. Okay. I think this is proof that your name will get you where you're supposed to be. We all remember Sandra Dorley, the DA of Monroe County. Yeah, she's no longer the district attorney. She resigned her position.
Mm.
And this week, a new district attorney takes over as an interim. His name is Perry Duckles.
Perry Duckles. That sounds like a detective series.
Thank
it does,
you.
It does.
Tonight on Perry Duckles.
District Attorney.
A Clint Martin production.
Bro, CBS this season is running D.A. Perry Duckles. The only job you could have where Perry Duckles feels right is district attorney.
It's something where you have to be taken seriously.
The law.
So we went from Dorley to Duckles.
Yeah. Which is the spinoff that they're doing on CBS in a couple of seasons.
He's Gomer Pyle.
But that works. It's a silly name.
It did.
It works. Yeah. And like, by the way, I'm not insulting Mr. Duckles.
No,
anyway,
how could you?
Hey, we'll see how he does. Mm-hmm. I hope he does a great job. Sure. But like, I want you to think of any other job.
Mr. Duckles?
Yes, a man named Perry Duckles could have where you take him seriously. Like if he was the quarterback of the Broncos, you would not feel comfortable rooting for quarterback Perry Duckles.
They're not making the playoffs.
You got it. Yeah. Like if you worked at Paychex, if your CEO was named Perry Duckles.
Going to tank.
You don't respect that man.
You couldn't be a cop even.
Yeah, Officer Duckles.
Yeah. Can't do it.
But for some reason, in a courtroom.
Well, it has a Perry Mason kind of a feel to it.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Because the first thing I thought of was Perry Mason, the old TV show.
Okay.
But see, and Duckles kind of make it a little bit more of like a comedy.
Here's the thing. I think that Perry Mason would have been a better show if it was Perry Duckles.
Oh, for sure.
Right?
Would have had some
really
legs.
Stands out, yeah.
Is Perry short for something?
No.
Can we Google what Perry is short for?
Oh.
It might just be Perry.
Yeah.
Well, no, you know, it sounds like a short name.
It does, but I don't know what you would with the
Percy.
When was just called Percy?
Percy is the same as Perry.
Yeah, that's
short.
Right. I think Perry's Perry.
Okay, Perry's just straight up Perry.
Yeah,
Perry.
I don't
uncut
see any
Perry. More you dig, more Perry you get.
I don't know if I've met a Perry in real life.
No, how could you?
Well, no, I mean, you grew up in the South. I feel like there's a lot of Southern Perrys.
There might have been. I never ran into one.
Okay, yeah. Kimmy, did you know any Perrys growing up?
No Perrys.
All right. So the only Perry that we're familiar with is the new interim DA, Perry Ducklesworth, here in Monroe County. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. What job should you have based on the name that was given you?
Hmm.
Because I would argue you're in the perfect job based on your name.
Oh, yeah.
Tommy Mulay.
Mm-hmm.
Like you saw.
Jerk.
Child.
Chuckle ass.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And like I got very fortunate. I have a great showbiz name.
But you have a very common Irish name.
I don't know if
you do. You're Pat Duffy. I mean, there's
he's not wrong, but like, it's not really a compliment.
I mean, Duffy is a very common Irish name.
You can think of one other.
There's probably
Pat Duffy.
If you search Pat Duffy, probably a lot of Pat.
How many?
Will come up.
How many cities? I want to know how many bars in America are named Duffy's. Duffy.
All the cool ones.
Yeah, but there's got to be 1,000 of them.
Yeah,
they got to be bigger than McDonald's if they got together.
Duffy is a very common Irish name. Yes, I'm sorry that I didn't get some weird-ass, half French, half Italian. I don't even know what the hell you're
saying. No, but Pat is a very common comic name, too. I thought like Pat Cooper, those kind of guys.
Okay, Kimmy, buckle up. We're going to get in. Let's talk about Pat Cooper, a man who ruined his career in the 1970s.
He didn't ruin his career. He just took it to where it could go.
Let me tell you something about how the business is today. A lot of guys we know like that coming out today. Kimmy fell into the perfect morning show name.
Kind of, yeah. People think I made it up.
Yeah.
Somebody we work with thought it was a fake name.
It's perfect.
The entire time that we worked together.
It's the perfect morning show name.
Because you entered this business as Kimmy Burnson.
Yep.
Which is a terrible show business.
Yeah, it was not. I don't know if there were any other Kim Burnsons in the world.
But because you married your husband,
yep.
Your name is now
Kim Coffee.
Coffee in the morning.
Coffee.
But that's just it. She's on a morning show. Mm-hmm. Her real name is Kim Coffee, and we never use it.
No.
No.
Because we're idiots.
But it does sound like it's something I just made up because I work in morning radio.
No, like everybody. See, back in the day, for those who don't know, and you can attest to this, women were forced to change their names to like a fun morning
show. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, and even some guys, if their names were too ethnic, they made them change.
Like Mulay.
No, but like Tony Infantino was Tony Matthews.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Because, you know, that's. Infantino, it's a little too Italian for most people's taste.
Yeah, the last thing you want to do is have an Italian last name in Rochester, New York.
They made him change it to Matthews, man. Then he changed it back himself.
Good for him. But like, okay, Sandy down the hallway.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Her last name is not Waters. That's not her real last name. They made her choose Sandy Waters, and she got to choose between Sandy Waters and Sandy Beaches back in the day. And
there was her options.
Yeah, I guess it was like WWE where like they gave you a list of names, you just pick one. But there was a dude who went with Sandy Beaches in Buffalo.
Okay.
So she decided to go with Sandy Waters, right? So I'm saying, like, you know, she had to choose a name that fit. Mm-hmm. You have a name. Why are we not Coffee in the Morning with Tommy and Duffy?
Ooh.
You're going to call me Coffee, though?
Well, I don't know. Kimmy called Coffee in the Morning.
But you, I don't know.
Yeah, I can get Jingle Coffee in the Morning.
Da, 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 with Tony Matthews. 252-WCMF. We're talking about a man who was given a promotion solely because he was named for this job. Now that Sandra Dorley has resigned her position as DA, the new interim Monroe County District Attorney is named Perry Duckles. Attorney Perry Duckles. I'll even say this, man.
Right.
If I don't know if he's ever been in like private. Do you call it private practice? What do you call it?
Like a lawyer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. What do you call it?
A lawyer.
No, like when you're not. He's not in. He's working for the county, so he's not a private. What do you call it when a lawyer isn't working for the county?
I don't know.
How do you not know?
What do you mean, like a district attorney?
No, okay.
Okay, so you would be
if
you're a lawyer for the government?
No, no.
I am a lineman for the county. I don't have no
idea. This is the dumbest, most 70s show ever this morning. Hear me out.
I'm listening.
Right now, he works for the county.
Right.
Yeah.
If he just worked for a private law firm, what would you call that?
Isn't it just lawyer?
He'd be like a lawyer.
Well, no, because you're a lawyer as a DA.
I mean, he'd
also
be an attorney.
Okay. But I think you're...
What am I missing? There's no other title I can think of.
If a doctor...
Counselor?
If a doctor stops working for like a hospital system,
yeah,
they go into private practice.
Right.
What is a lawyer when they go into not a...
Well, he'd be working for a firm.
Okay.
Private practice lawyer.
Okay, so it is private practice.
Or a private... No, he'd be working for a private firm.
Can we just Google it?
What did he say?
A private practice.
Oh, so it is private practice. I love how you wanted to be.
What's a firm?
An attorney in private practice.
Firm is your fantasy when you got a mouthful of banana.
Private lawyer. Yeah.
Hi, private lawyer. I'm saying if I was walking down a hallway,
yeah,
and like choosing a lawyer, I would stop at Perry Duckle.
Oh yeah, sure. Just to see what he looks like.
Well, no, I would want. Wait, do you think Perry Duckles look silly?
Well, I want to see what a duckles looks like. I've never seen a duckle.
I think it kind of fits the name.
What do you mean by that?
Well, that doesn't sound good.
What do you mean by that,
like,
Kimmy?
If you show me a picture of him and you showed me this is Perry Duckles, I'd be like, yeah, that fits.
All right, you know,
and I don't know how else to describe it.
Man, you better hope you don't get arrested and put in front of the DA of Monroe County.
Why? We just said it's a good name.
I think he's
a lawyer.
I think he's a handsome man and he looks very successful. That's what I think.
Okay.
That's what I think, Thomas Mulay. You know, it's also funny, like, how you go. Like, what you call yourself, because you call yourself Tommy Mulay because you're a child.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there are still people in this building who have a hard time calling you Tommy because you call 9-year-olds Tommy. If you went by Thomas Mulay, there is a whole other aspect of your personality.
Well, that's a serious name.
Yes. Like, do you think if people called you Thomas, you'd be a different person?
So that's what all my in-laws would call you. They'd always call you by your given name.
Okay.
And it was so douchey. You know what I mean?
You think Thomas is douchey?
Oh, God, yeah.
Thomas Mulay.
I mean, Tom.
If you heard Thomas Mulay and then I walked in, you go, you got to be kidding.
Well, no, but here's the thing.
He's a watered-ass down Thomas.
But, like, with some of your outfits, you look like you want to be called Thomas. Like, it's not Tom, it's Thomas. Thank you.
No, like, I'm with Kimmy. If I didn't know you and you walked in dressed like that as Tommy Mulay, I'd go, this guy's a jackass. If you walked in dressed like you normally do as Thomas Mulay, I would think, like, you had, like, a legitimate job.
I never thought about it.
How did you in your entire life not think about what would happen?
There's a bunch of stuff I don't think about, like every day.
Like private practice?
Yeah, or firms.
Firm? Oh, that Perry Duckle's pretty firm man from what I understand.
I'm just trying to choke that banana down.
Like, my full name is Patrick Michael Duffy.
Right.
Which is the most Irish name of all time.
Yeah.
And nobody...
You sound like an extra on Dallas with that name.
Or the star, Patrick Duffy. Again, third 70s reference this morning.
Hell of a show, though.
Shut up. What I'm getting at is
nobody
ever called me Patrick, right? And if people had grown up calling me Patrick Duffy, would that have led to a different, like, is there a different confidence in your formal
I mean,
name?
Maybe it could, but it didn't work for me because my parents never called me Tommy.
They called you Tom.
Well, they always called me Thomas, but then when they were talking about me to other people, they would call me Tommy.
Well, that makes sense.
But I was named after my cousin Tommy.
Okay.
So that's like a hand-me-down name.
Like, Kimmy also doesn't have the ability, because your name is Kim.
It's just Kim. Yeah, my parents did not name me Kimberly. They just named me Kim.
It's the weirdest.
She's a gal named Kim.
I'm named after my aunt, who was just named Kim.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Double Kims.
Yeah.
But, like, you're just stuck with three letters.
Yeah.
Your entire life.
That's why people make it actually longer. They call me Kim. Like, everybody I've known my whole life calls me Kimmy. I think they just feel like they have to make it longer than it is.
No, I'm with you. So, like, Kimmy, could you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Or Kim. Pull up the top 10 most popular kids' names for 2025, because we know that names start to change.
Didn't they start going back to the old, super old names?
Yeah, that had been a trend the last couple of years. Now it seems like they're just making stuff up, which I guess every name is made.
True.
But we did a story a couple of months ago, Kimmy, where we found out, like, traditional millennial names are now being looked at as old woman names. Like, Kim was a name that was looked at as an old woman name. There was a young kid who came in touring the studio, and she goes, hi, my name's Kimmy. And she goes, wow, your name's really Kimmy?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like she met an Ethel.
Yeah, seriously. What do you want first, girls or boys?
Give me girls.
Olivia.
Okay.
Amelia.
Okay.
Sophia.
All right.
Emma. Isabella. Charlotte.
Those are all like...
Oh, those are old, like, gilded
Aurora.
Age names.
Those have got to be coming from those, like, English shows that got super popular.
Yep.
All right, give me the boys.
Noah, Liam, Oliver.
Noah,
Elijah,
Liam.
Oliver.
Mateo.
I know a Mateo.
Yeah.
I know a couple of Ollies.
I do, too.
Oliver's, but they're Olivers.
Oliver, I'm assuming they're Olivers. But Ollie.
See, Mateo.
Mateo, Lucas, what is Levi, okay. Ezra, so, Asher.
I know a couple Ashers, too. So here's the thing. Like, when we talk about these names, I don't, Perry wasn't a common name.
No.
Right? When this guy was coming up, mm-hmm. I'm assuming. So if you were to meet an Asher Duckles, what job should Asher Duckles have?
Oh, God.
Is that a guy who works on like
he should be behind the scenes.
Okay. So he's on like he's on a rig drilling for oil in the middle of the ocean, Asher Duckles.
Or he's like, he works deep inside an office somewhere.
Okay.
Or he's like a deep tech guy that nobody ever sees.
All right, Kimmy, give me the second most popular boy's name.
Liam.
Okay, so if you meet a Liam Prowl.
Is that from Liam Neeson?
Oh, right, I would think Liam Hemsworth, maybe. Or wasn't there a...
Well, the only Liam's I can think of.
Okay, again. Is that from Liam Neeson? Another old man we're going to talk about here. I have my nephew. My cousin is Liam, and he's in his mid-20s now.
How's he doing?
He's good.
All right, okay.
He's doing good.
Okay, good. Good to hear.
No, but like if you met a Liam Prowl, where does Liam work?
It sounds like a business guy.
Liam's a business job.
Yeah, like, you know, you work in an office. You work in, like, money management or a bank or something.
Okay.
Like, it's one of those super boring jobs, but it pays well.
Yeah, because it does feel like socioeconomic. You name your kid based on how much money you are making when your kid is born.
Mm.
Do you get what I'm saying? Because, like, there are some names that are just country names.
Yeah.
And traditionally, if you look at the charts, right, like, you're going to make less money living on the sticks than you would somewhere like Pittsburgh. Yeah. If you go to Pittsburgh, you have names that are richer sounding. Maybe the key to success is finding what those rich kid names are and naming your kid.
Some names just scream you're rich, and I'll tell you one. It was when CMF was owned by CBS Radio, and it was run by the president of CBS at that time. This name just screams money. Sumner Redstone.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it doesn't get any more blue blood rich guy than that dude.
So I should, if I ever have a son, I should name him Sumner.
And then Redstone.
Well, no, wait, I would have to give him my last name. Sumner Duffy.
Redstone Duffy. Duffy Redstone.
What are you talking about? I don't think
Yeah, drop the Duffy.
That's a tough one to drop.
Yeah, it's my last
that's
name.
Hard.
I'm proud of my last
name.
Yeah,
move on. You guys have used it enough.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
T-minus 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
Your Buffalo Bills take to the field in prime time against the Baltimore Ravens. A game you can listen to right here on 96.5 WCMF, and the nerves are starting to kick in.
Yeah.
Like any Bills fan that has been a Bills fan their entire life.
Mm. This is it,
like, Kimmy. You know what I mean.
This is it.
Well, yeah.
It's not it.
This is the biggest game of the week. Has to be.
Okay,
there's
fine.
No bigger matchup sure. than this game.
Fine, fair. Biggest game
of the week. And it's in prime time.
Okay, awesome.
And whoever wins this is going to set the tone for the rest of the season.
You know, it doesn't,
you're not helping.
Whoever drops this drops the ball.
Shut
literally.
Up, stupid. Kimmy,
yes.
If Bills fans are not one thing.
Yeah, what's that?
It's confident.
No, and I feel like we feel this way every season, like the week leading up to the start.
But more than ever now.
Okay, that being said.
We all have our doubts, no matter how good the team is looking.
That being said, we have a study in front of us that may once and for all prove the amount of
bandwagon. We're psychopaths?
The amount of bandwagon Bills fans, Kimmy, that have jumped on is way more than we could have imagined. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. So recently, a poll of NFL fans tried to get to the bottom of which fan base had the most faith in their team going into the season. They called it the NFL Fan Confidence Index.
Okay.
And shockingly, of the 32 teams in the NFL, Bills fans are the most confident going into the season.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
Really?
Kimmy, it says right here, 4 out of 5 Bills fans said their team, they were confident.
This is what confidence feels like? I was on.
Maybe it's just you two.
Okay. The sentence, I want to make sure I get this right.
Yeah.
4 out of 5 Bills fans said they were confident their team would be highly successful this season. And I guess highly successful.
Right. Okay.
Whatever the person
decides.
I
mean, you got the, you know, reigning MVP on your
side. It's all lining up.
Shut up.
You got the MVP.
Shut up.
You're literally building a brand new stadium that's hovering over the old stadium like a promise land. It's like a promise land. Like
obsessed.
If you win the Super Bowl and you're going to walk into this new stadium as the champions of the effing world.
Shut up. Why?
That's the goal. It's all laid out for you. All you got to do is just go win it, baby.
Oh, is that all you got
to
do is win the Super Bowl? That's all you got to do.
All you got to
do is win the Super Bowl.
Get it done, baby.
That's all you got
to
do.
Okay.
Get to it.
4 out of 5 Bills fans.
Come on.
Say they are confident. The most confident fan base in the NFL. What are we doing? I don't like this at
all. I'm confident as hell, man.
I'm not talking to you.
I don't know. And I would also, what makes me more nervous too, is we talk about this first game. I mean, the ones coming in with a chip on their shoulder are the Ravens.
Yeah.
Like, they're the ones that are going to be, I mean, not that the Bills aren't going to be motivated, but like the Ravens, they want revenge here.
I mean, you want to talk about dropping the ball. They literally dropped the ball to cost themselves a potential chance at the AFC Championship game. All right. So when I see this study, 4 out of 5 Bills fans say they were confident in their team being highly successful, the highest rate in the NFL. I agree with you, Kimmy. This doesn't feel right.
Mm-mm.
And over the last 9 years,
mm-hmm.
Tommy, we've seen new Bills fans come into the fold.
Oh, sure. You hate it.
I don't hate
it.
I don't hate it.
You hate me.
Just take your, I hate you for multiple reasons. Just take your shoes off at the door if you're coming into my house.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Those people are welcome to come, those bandwagons fans. But we've also seen changes in fan behavior, Kimmy, that show that bandwagon fans are a part of this group now.
What are you saying?
I think the biggest indicator of how many new fans the Bills have picked up since McDermott and Josh showed up is this poll.
Okay.
Because no Bills fan that has lived through the late 80s, early 90s...
will ever have confidence.
The 17-year drought and the roller coaster that's been the last couple of years will be confident in their team walking into the first game of the season.
No.
You disagree?
It just seems like... For the last 5 years, you've been building up. Yeah, you haven't been let down. Every year this team has gotten better. And last year, when they were supposed to not be good, they went on that hell of a run. I mean, it's been this last 4-5 years has been great.
Yeah. But when you say you haven't been let down, I mean, we have. And don't get me wrong.
No, I mean, there's been like little bumps in a row. But as a season goes, these seasons have gotten better and better.
Right, you literally just said all you have to do was win the Super
Bowl. Now this is it.
Oh my God. Oh, my God. Shut up.
I mean, you've got a golden platter in your lap. Eat.
Kimmy, very few Bills fans that have lived through the nightmares that we've lived through would say they are confident in any Bills team having a highly successful season. As a Bills fan, you pray for the best and you expect the worst.
Yeah.
That's what we've been conditioned to do.
Okay, but that's like brainwashing. It's like being in an abusive relationship.
I would argue.
I'm going to get hit sometime today.
That got real dark.
That's what you're talking about.
I'll say that.
You're looking at a beautiful new season and a new stadium, and you're like scared.
I'd rather go into the season feeling that way.
Why? You're miserable.
Because then you can only be pleasantly surprised.
Enjoy the
ride.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Look, I didn't.
I'd be popping a champagne now, baby.
Shut up. You literally just said if they lose the first game, the season's over.
Yeah.
They're not going to lose.
Well, I know. I think we know where your picks are going.
Like Blake writing us here on Instagram. Is
Blake.
How every Bills fan feels.
Blake
writes us, Duffy on
WCMF. Blake saying?
Duffy on CMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, I'm confident when we're up 21 with 30 seconds left. I feel the exact same way. I feel the exact same way. Like, not to bring up really, really bad memories, right? But going back to the divisional game in Kansas City, the 13-second, mm-hmm. right? My wife is new to football.
Yeah.
She did not watch football until she met me. And she and I were alone watching that game in my house. And Gabe Davis scores that last touchdown,
yep.
right?
Like
and
it's not over.
And she's jumping up and down. She goes, we won, we won. And I said to her, no, sit down. And she watched everything happen. And I had to have a 30-minute discussion with her after.
About how this went wrong?
Yeah, no, not even how that went wrong. Like the history of being a Bills fan and the Cowboys Monday Night Football game that we were at and the Broncos
game.
Out,
like a PowerPoint presentation.
I mean, like, Kimmy, every Bills fan off the top of their head can name 10 moments where you were confident the game was over and you stand at the end going, how the hell did that happen?
You gotta let it go.
Shut up. Shut up.
You live in a moment, maybe.
252-WCMF, a new poll shows that Bills fans are the most confident fans in their team this season. 4 out of 5 Bills fans said they were confident their team would be highly successful. Let's talk to Joe. Hey, Joe, you're on CMF. What's up, buddy?
Duffy, go Bills.
Go Bills.
So I remember back in the early 90s, Duff, we were very confident. There was a different feeling, man. Like, you knew you were going to win the game. You knew you were going to score that last touchdown. And I don't have that feeling now. I feel like we're always waiting for something negative to happen to us.
Well, no, here's the thing. I know what you mean with that feeling where, like, you knew if the Bills had the ball last, they're winning. And I do have that feeling with Josh right now. It's just I'm waiting for that weird little thing to happen, Joe.
We were the ones back then, Duffy, that made that weird little thing happen. We didn't sit back and wait for it to happen to us. We went and took it.
Well, we don't have any Super Bowls to show for it, Joe.
Where'd it get you?
You know, everybody says they knew where they were when certain events happened in their lifetime. I'll never, ever forget where I was when I watched that thing go wide right.
Well, yeah, everybody!
I know.
I'll never forget where I was when I found out my dad died.
I'm just saying, you talk about just crappy memories, you know? But back then, there was a confidence. So even when we were down to Houston, we knew we weren't going to lose. We just knew none of us left the stadium.
That's not true. I was in that stadium. I was watching police officers. I'll never forget. This is one of my most vivid memories. I was at that game because my dad's friends did not want to go.
Yeah.
I was like 10 years old. It was 94.
This is the Houston game?
Yeah, Houston, 8 years old. I'm sorry. I went to go get French fries as the comeback was happening.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know,
yeah,
French fries. I was watching, Joe, police officers with batons hitting people on the hands trying to climb the chain link fence.
Wait. My comment about abusive relationships got dark.
People were trying to climb the fence to get back in. Look at him.
Pow.
So, like, don't tell me that that stadium was empty. They didn't sell it out for a playoff game, Joe. Let's not use revisionist history here.
I'm just saying, Duffy, back then we made it happen. Now we sit back and wait for it to happen to
okay,
us. I don't like right. that.
Joe's going to fix our mentality. That's going to make us successful. Thanks for the call, Bills. Joe. Go Bills.
So he does have confidence or he doesn't? Or he used to?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Look, when it comes to what we're conditioned as Bills fans to believe, right?
Mm.
Until you reach the mountaintop, it's not healthy to let yourself imagine.
But it's also not healthy to live in the past and just dwell on every little mistake that happened.
Isn't that
sports?
But
it keeps you humble as a sports fan.
Who cares about humble? You don't get any points for being humble.
But you don't love this team. Like, if the Bills lose, you just turn the TV
off
and go watch
your You don't take it as personally.
Like, you're a sissy. Like,
no, I'll go to the sissy channel.
Exactly. You go,
the Percy Boy channel.
Like, for example, in the last 5 years, the Bills have been to 2 AFC championship games. You were 60 minutes away from a berth in the Super Bowl. And we as Bills fans allowed ourselves to imagine what it would be like to see Josh holding the Lamar Hunt trophy over his head, making a speech about going to play in the Super Bowl. And when that did not happen, it hurt so much more. I remember I was in that parking lot in January in Kansas City, and I was surrounded by thousands of Bills fans. It was one of the greatest experiences of my life. And we were all saying goodbye going in, saying, I'll see you in New Orleans.
Bye.
And it made it hurt so much more.
So
much more. So, like, as we go down the list here, as we told you, the Bills fans were the most confident of all NFL fan bases. Who do you think the second most confident fan base was?
I would say Philadelphia.
Good call. Eagles fans, reigning Super Bowl champs, were just decimal points behind the Bills.
Because Philly always is cocky.
And they always kind of find a way to get in there, too. Even when they haven't had the best teams, they've made it to Super Bowls.
Weird division.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess I get why you'd have confidence if you're an Eagles fan.
So here's where it gets strange. Right. Bills have been a really good team. Mm-hmm. I guess it makes sense from an outsider's perspective. Eagles just won the Super Bowl. That makes sense. The third most confident fan base were the Chargers.
Chargers?
Mm-hmm. I know.
How'd they show up?
I have no idea.
Yeah, that is weird. Then you got a young quarterback, I guess, you believe in.
Kansas City's got to be in there.
They were fifth.
How are they not confident?
Yeah, I know. Seriously.
Jesus Christ, they're always there.
Well, I mean, maybe as a Chiefs fan. I mean, look, Chiefs fans are very similar to Bills fans with the exception of the last 5 years.
They do have a history. Yeah.
Right? I mean, same. We're both AFL teams. You both had a lot of heartbreak. You were both looking for a quarterback for a very long time like the Bills were. I mean, Chiefs fans, in my experience, are educated football fans. Maybe they're starting to see cracks in the roster.
Wow.
I mean, you know.
Well, they had a good run, so yeah, it can't go forever.
No, I don't want to jinx anything. It's over. Oh, it's all done. Don't even think about it ever. But, I mean, it would make sense that if you've been watching what's happening as a Chiefs fan in the last couple of years, what do they have, 10 one-possession wins last season? You got your ass handed to you in the Super Bowl.
All right.
Sure.
I mean, the Bills were a bad overturn call away from beating you in your own house in the AFC Championship game. I don't know, man.
So who's dead last?
I believe it was Jets fans.
Ooh, that makes sense.
I don't have it in front of me, but I
thought it would have been like Jacksonville or something.
Well, no, because like even those weird teams, like they have fans that are just like, there are some fan bases that aren't in reality.
All right.
Do you get what I'm saying?
All right.
Like there are, I think.
Jacksonville has made the playoffs too.
No, 3 years ago.
But I would think like Jacksonville or Charlotte would have been like teams that, yeah.
But again, they're selling promise. You got a young quarterback in Carolina.
Okay.
Right? You want the season to go well. I don't know, man. Like I feel like L.A. fans, fans of Florida teams, fans that don't live and die by their team are always just like, oh, we're
going to other stuff to do.
Here it comes. We're going to be so good. Let me tell you why. I can't, but it's going to happen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
On one hand, this would be unbearable.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, the second you start getting involved with your neighbor's issues, things get really complicated.
Yeah, you should mind your own goddamn business.
There's a couple on the east side who are facing charges this morning. And if the allegations are true, rightfully so. But this discussion isn't about what they're accused of doing.
Yeah.
This is about when the people living around them decide it's time to make a call.
Enough's enough.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Let's take a little jog out to Parenton.
What happened?
That's where a man and a woman have been arrested after police say they had way too many animals in their home. The Humane Society says the couple had 50 cats on their
God
property.
God damn.
Yes. And the pictures inside the house are exactly what you'd expect.
Disgusting.
I think it was the second time, too, right?
Was it the second time?
They didn't hold the cats out?
Remember it was like a year or two ago where they removed like all those cats
that was like 100.
From the house?
Was that the same house?
It was the same house.
No, I thought that was a gate story.
Nope, okay. That was Parenton.
All right, my apologies.
Yeah.
So the couple are facing a myriad of the types of charges you'd expect. For
yeah,
stuff
it's
like
cruelty,
this.
Right?
Yeah, they have a court date coming up. Meanwhile, the Humane Society, Lollipop Farm, they've taken in the animals. They're caring for them. And we don't know how this arrest went down. I think, Tommy, the safest assumption would be a neighbor placed a call.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
And dimed on
them. I mean, the smell and the cat. Yeah. Ugh.
Didn't have any rats or mice, I bet.
Well, there you go.
You got that going for you.
Took care of that problem.
All right. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Because I think we can all agree in this room that 50 cats, way too many cats.
Yes. Cats.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
That being said, how many animals is too many animals in a neighbor's house?
Like a standard house.
Like
a standard size house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I know that each town has laws about what you're allowed to keep as pets and how many, but no one outside of the dog catcher knows those laws off the top of their head. Yet, Tommy, you know in your heart when a line has been crossed.
You kind of get a, you know it when you see it.
All right, let's use cats, for example.
All right.
How many cats where you start to become concerned with your neighbor?
So, anytime you get over three pets, you're tacking into a weird area, to me.
It's not that, I thought you were, I was going to say like double digits.
Now, once you get past three.
There are plenty of people that have three cats.
Yeah.
I'm sure. And that's
or
about
some
it.
People have.
But if you go over that three, to me, you're starting to get into weird cat person.
Okay, but you're not going to make a call
no,
on four cats.
No, but I'm going to identify that person as cat person.
All right. At what point?
I think you would only have to have two cats and you'd identify somebody's cat person.
Maybe.
How many cats do you have to see to make a call?
To make a call?
252-WCMF, 252-9263.
Well, cats are a weird breed because you don't always see them all at once. Okay. You know what I mean? Because, like, if somebody owns three or four dogs, they're probably all out in the yard at the same time, right? But cats just kind of come and go. So I don't know if I'm seeing the same cat. So it's kind of hard to know. So if I started seeing, like, a lot of different cats, I would, well, how would I call?
How many cats would you have to see to make the call?
If I saw 10 different cats in the same house, I would go, that's a problem. I don't know if I would call,
okay,
but I know my wife would.
I
could talk my wife into it. I wouldn't even have to talk her into it.
Here's what I don't get about you, because you lead on your wife here, right?
Like, well, that's why I got married.
If you're a single
Every guy gets married to lead on somebody.
Don't say that out loud.
I know,
I didn't.
Geez.
Did I?
You get married because you love somebody, right?
Yes, and to lean on. Okay. Remember, lean on me, I lean on you.
All right, so we talk about the smell. Must be unbearable.
But I don't,
The cleanliness of the house must be pretty rough, right?
Yeah. You're gonna see, and they also look like cat people.
Okay, that aside. Single Tommy would have to see how many cats,
confirmed cats,
to place a call to the Humane Society or Animal Control.
I mean, if they start getting into my yard and stuff, that would bother me.
So you're not concerned about the health of the animals?
It's more just like if they're in your space.
Well, like when I lived in Webster and I had one dog, right? And if I started seeing like a bunch of cats in my yard and the dog's freaking out, that would bug the crap out of me.
Okay. Tommy claims to be an animal lover. Yet again, every time we bring it up, he fails. Kimmy, you are an actual animal lover.
Yeah.
How many cats would you have to see before you make the call?
I would think, here's the thing. If I only, let's say I saw like randomly like seven different cats.
Just standing there looking at you.
Yeah, I'm going to assume like I'm only seeing, it's like the tip of the iceberg. Like if I see seven cats, I know there's way more cats inside that house.
So if you see seven cats, you're making the call.
I might have to. I might be a little worried.
Plus, if they look sick.
Yeah.
If they start looking like scrawny or mangy or dirty.
Yeah.
That would be a tell. Like they're not fed.
Does the type of animal matter? Because like when we see the story, it's always cats. Why is it always cats?
But if you owned a lot of big dogs on one property, that would be a sign too.
But here's the thing. Outside of a puppy mill situation, you rarely see anyone arrested with like 15 dogs.
No, true.
Because it is illegal to own 15
dogs.
Yeah,
I think every town has like their max number of dogs, right?
Do we know what the official number of cats you're allowed to keep in a house is? Can we get a Google on that, see if it's a county law or if it goes town by town? Mm. Is it because cats are cheap and easy? They're like the Tommy's mom of the animal world?
Yeah, I mean, very little maintenance-wise. Like, they kind of go do their own thing.
Yeah. All right, so they take care of themselves so you can have as many cats as you want? I mean, but for these folks here, if the allegations are true, they weren't cheap and easy enough. One of the charges they're facing was not feeding the cats what they needed to survive.
Yeah, you're starving them out.
Like, where does this come from in somebody's head where not only do I need to have all of these animals, but they have to be cats? Because you could have 200 hamsters, no one would know.
Probably not.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right? And those things bang and reproduce all the time.
Yeah, they smell.
Little furry. It's always the cats. What is it behind the cats?
It's that cat mentality. It's usually like, you know, it's the little old ladies with the cats for companionship.
Now, I believe these people were in their 50s, if I remember the story correctly.
Well, 50 ain't a kid.
And it ain't old.
No. But usually,
a whole decade younger than you.
I am saying it's weird to find a cat couple. Usually it's a cat single person.
Okay.
Like, I had my first girlfriend, her grandmother had 9 cats.
9? But that's a southern 9, so that's like a northern 2.
Okay. And she was a weirdo. She was like this, you know, scuzzy old southern woman.
All right, but again, to time out from the actual story here, again, out in Parenton, a couple was arrested after police say they found 50 cats on their property, and they've been charged with a whole bunch of stuff. The pictures of the house look exactly what you think it looks like, and the cats were obviously not being cared for the right way. They've been taken in by Lollipop Farm, the Humane Society. We're guessing it was a neighbor who made this call. We're trying to figure out how many animals you have to see before you're going to make that dime on a neighbor. Mm-hmm. Kimmy, what do we got for cats?
So it seems like, in the city, it doesn't really list a number of cats, but you do have to have, like, whatever cats you do have, they have to be, like, vaccinated for rabies and obviously taken care of. That's what's going to get you in trouble. But, other towns have, it varies. Like, Irondequoit, for instance, you can't keep more than 3 adult cats without obtaining a special permit.
Oh, I like that. That's a good one.
Oh, you're talking about a puss permit.
Oh, yeah.
Gates, it's unlawful to keep more than 4 animals. I'm sorry. Yeah, more than 4 animals 4 months or older.
Okay.
And 2 of those are kids.
To time out for the conversation real quick, you're the wrong guy to have this conversation
Why?
With because you think if someone owns a cat, they're a weirdo.
Yeah,
it's a cat that you're being hung up on.
Yeah.
Because, like, let's say someone owned 4 giant dogs next to you.
Yeah.
Are they a weirdo?
Depends dogs? If the dogs are aggressive.
No, just.
Just any dogs.
Big dogs.
But
let's say 5 little dogs.
Yeah, that's a lot of dog.
So you judge them?
Oh, yeah. Like, if you have 5 dogs, if you have 4 big dogs, you kind of get into, like, southern territory here with your animals.
How many dogs start to make you nervous, Kimmy?
I mean, when they start to take over your house, I guess, you know.
And they're loud. They're barking. They're crazy. You know, they get worked up.
Duffy at WCMF, the easiest way to get us on Instagram. Danielle writes us. My mother-in-law has 8 animals, 4 dogs, 4 cats. Tommy's right. She is a weird cat lady and needs an intervention. If there was only someone close to her that could talk to her. Danielle.
So I tell you, like, I have one niece that's always been a huge animal person.
Okay.
And she's always had at least 4 or 5 dogs and then weird side animals. Now, she lives in Florida, which makes sense. But, like, her whole life, when you talk to her, and she's 50 years old now, she just talks about her goddamn animals.
Okay.
She's the one with the squirrel.
Yeah.
She's a freaking squirrel that she took to the doctor.
But here's the thing. That tells me she actually cares about the squirrel. Like, it's different.
But they're being taken care of, I would
That's think. Jive. Because, like...
She paid to have the squirrel looked at.
I understand that. But, like, it's a weird... It's displaced passion because they can't handle life. So they,
doesn't everybody do that to some extent?
But they embrace these stupid animals. Like, it's her whole life. Like,
it's her hobby. It's her interest.
Go downtown and get laid, honey.
You said it to your niece.
Yeah. She's 50.
You drink.
That's weird.
Go take a ride with some guy or some girl, whatever. Hey, I don't judge.
Look,
at least she's passionate about something.
You don't want to be. You don't want to be passionate about a squirrel.
Why?
Why?
It's a squirrel.
Well, it's not my cup of tea.
There's like a billion of them.
You have no passion in life.
I have passion.
And for what?
Lots of things.
Name one thing.
I gotta think about it.
Let me get Bobby to think about it. Look, I mean, this story we're talking about, you got 50 cats not being taken care of in a home. Yes, something has to be done there. But if you have a woman with 10 animals that is taking care of all the animals and loves the animals.
Because she cares about them.
What's the problem?
Well, if it starts looking like a mini farm, too.
Okay.
If you got, like, chickens and rabbits and
a lot of people
snakes,
have that.
That's become a more common thing in towns across the greater Rochester area.
So our neighbor just got chickens.
Oh, here we go.
Got a chicken coop.
Uh-huh.
You know what we got?
What?
2 of them. Foxes.
Okay.
Like, they're already around. And as soon as they smell that chicken taint, they coming.
Which, by the way, do not go buy the frozen chicken taints.
Oh, wait, get called back?
Yeah.
Oh.
Not good. Not good.
Well, it's a cheaper alternative to wings. Come over for a plate of taint. Watch the game Sunday night.
You know, the most effed up part about this whole
thing,
if you really want, if you have a neighbor that has too many animals and you're getting worried, if you want the situation to be taken care of by the authorities, the longer you wait, the better the chance you have of not having to deal with it anymore.
What do you mean?
Well, like, for example.
The worse it gets, you mean?
Exactly.
Like they choke out on themselves?
Well, no, I'm saying, like, if you call someone on eight cats, right? Like, maybe they broke a law or two, but there's not going to be that severe a punishment.
Yeah.
I don't recall, Kimmy, anyone ever getting jail time for stories like this.
No.
But if you wait,
first.
If you wait until they have 30, 40, 50 animals, the animals are going to suffer more.
Right.
Right, which is terrible. But you also have a better chance of something actually getting done because the situation is so bad.
So you don't have to step up.
It's borderline evil to do.
Well, let nature take its course, basically.
But here's the thing. It's not nature because it's inside somebody's house.
No, but I mean, like, they're going to keep multiplying and you're going to have this problem.
But the animals don't have a choice.
Yeah, but you feel bad, man. I mean, when you look inside those homes, it's horrifying.
Yeah, but...
It reminds me of where you grew up. Horrifying.
We got more Instagram messages coming in. The lady's getting in on this one today.
Well, of course, we're talking cats. Here they come.
Stacy writes, I understand why you should call the authorities, but the reality is it never works. Pets are usually too far gone to be saved, and the people arrested just move somewhere else and start animal hoarding with new pets. Do you think that's true?
Well, I mean, I do wonder how hard stuff like this is to enforce. And, like, again, we've heard stories, like, not even just this one, but other ones where, like, people are getting in trouble for this multiple times. So there's really nothing... I guess that prevents them from getting more animals.
Yeah, you're probably like hardwired to be that person.
I mean, to that point, Kyle writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. My best friend lived next door to these people. Their cats would be all over the yard. The house would smell of cat pee every day. It's gone on for over 15 years.
15 years,
and Kimmy
man.
Was right. I remember the story. The first time they got caught is because the house caught on fire.
Oh.
If this is the same, if the allegations are true here.
Yeah. 15. Imagine dealing with that for 15 years, bro.
Well, no, but you're the one that didn't want to make the call, so you would have to deal with it for 15 years.
I mean, maybe you just get used to it. It becomes your normal.
By the way, Troy wants to know on Instagram, are the taints bone-in or boneless?
Oh, they're always boneless.
Except Tommy, his taints always have a bone in them. They called him Tommy Bone-In Taint Mule. Let's take a break. Yeah, I just realized.
What's the matter?
With the kids going back to school, there are probably little ones listening right now.
They don't even know what the hell we're talking about. You got some kid listening about... chicken taint.
They're on their phone right now. What is a taint? Google. Siri, tell me what's a taint. I'm sorry, I just set off everyone's Siri right now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.